Coming. was Mr. Steve Hackett from his new album, and his new album is called The Circus and the Nightingale. And yeah, the track you heard was something, People of the Smoke. And if you don't know who those people are, that's okay, because I do. And People from the Smoke are actually people from London, England. That's what they call the Big Smoke. And they call it the Big Smoke out there, down there, wherever they are in the world. That's why that's probably called the People of the Smoke. In there, you heard also, and actually, it's a very good album. I really like Steve Hackett and what he does with his music. So just thought I'd say that. The Yardbirds in there, I Ain't Got You. Now, I didn't realize it was I always thought it was a Blue Oyster Cult tune, but then what do I know? Yeah. I think the Blue Oyster Cult, On Your Feet or On Your Knees, was what, 1973 or 5 or something. And anyway, so that's the Yardbirds version of it. I'm not sure if they did the original, but that was from 1964. So I'm guessing it was done by somebody else. Slade in there from 1972, and a track from their Slade Alive album, something called In Like a Shot. Now, I saw Slade Alive when it came out in 1972. I think I was a bit of a Slade fan. But Slade and Sweet were kind of occupying the same kind of territory. They were rock bands, but they had a definite pop popularity back in the day. And, of course, so they had hit singles, which, you know, a lot of rock bands did. Thin Lizzy had a few. Status Quo had many. It was a lot to do with what kind of people were in the audience, shall we say. But Slade, I didn't get the movie in the day. I bet if I watched it now, it would be probably a lot more, I would be able to kind of get it. But it's probably a classic now, Slade Alive, the movie. Would have been something in its day. Also in there, you had the Sensational Alex Harvey Band and a track called St. Anthony. Hope you enjoyed that. You are listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and on CJSF Radio 90.1. We go out on Tuesdays, 10 till 12. I always try and listen to myself, but I always forget. I've been watching Shogun. And if you've been watching Shogun, you'll know that comes on Tuesday nights. And what an amazing show. I totally, totally got into it. I love Japanese culture. I love the samurai thing. Anna was absolutely stunning. One of the most amazing faces to grace our TV screens, along with a few others I like, Emmanuel Chikri and a few others. So that's just, you know, my thing. So my work last week, because I wasn't here, I was working on this new Stephen Amell show. It's called Suits LA, and apparently it runs parallel to the original Suits show, which I never saw that one. So, but apparently it's running because we couldn't have cell phones on set or anything. So, And so we are, I'm not sure when it'll be coming out. It was a pilot. We worked pretty well 5 days in the studio, and most of them were at least 10 to 12 hour days, which is lots of double time and time and a half for me, which means I might be able to buy a new television because this thing is just shot. Doesn't want to start. Doesn't want to start today. Anytime I'm actually needing it for something, it doesn't want to start. And my friend Dempsey says it's possessed, and I wouldn't disagree with that. All right, let's carry on with some of that traditional progressive rock tunes. I bought some CDs from Record Store Day, and this next one is from that. This is Classic Marillion, and it's called a singles collection, half of one, a six of the other, and half a dozen of the other, or something like that. And that came out in 1992. This is their classic track, Assassin, right here on the House of Prog. and on CJSF Radio.
You were a fashionable objector with a youth.
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
I'll be